if you bought a newspaper this weekend, you can guarantee there's something on the front page about the Christian faith, because twice a year the secular newspapers get religious, don't they? They look for something sleazy, something eccentric, something unusual, a new angle on the Christian message, world exclusive, And then by Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, it's back to what the banks are doing and what's happening in the world and so on. If you're on the inside of the church, you'll appreciate that often those stories are indeed eccentric and don't necessarily reflect what's going on inside the church. But nevertheless, they do give you an insight into how the world views the church. Well, the same thing was going on in the first century. We have the Bible, and in here, as we've had read, we have an accurate account of what happened that last week in the life of Jesus. But what was in the newspapers? What was in the headlines of the newspapers that last week in the life of Jesus? Well, world exclusive, I can bring you today what was in the newspapers that week. And it all revolves around Jesus. What was happening on that day when Jesus was in the temple? What was the headlines that day? A pain in the temple? Jesus clears money changers in temple turmoil. Services disrupted by Jesus of Nazareth. He really hit the press that day. What about this one? This was Maundy Thursday. What was the headline on Maundy Thursday? Jesus arrested, Messiah taken into custody. Lawyers debate legality of nighttime arrest because it was illegal what they did. And then the injured guard making that miraculous recovery. What happened next in the story? Pontius Pilate, don't be dumb, just set free the Jerusalem one. They were chanting, weren't they? They were chanting, but they weren't chanting for Jesus. They were chanting for Barabbas, weren't they? What happened next in the story? What happened next? What's the picture telling us? What would the headline have been there? Barabbas freed in midnight deal. Pontius Pilate did a deal with the Sanhedrin and the mob to release Barabbas instead of Jesus. Even though he was innocent, his wife told Pilate to have nothing to do with Jesus. Nevertheless, Pilate gave him over to be crucified. And then the saddest day of all, on Friday, what was the headline? The last words of Jesus on the cross, it is finished. And everyone thought the great adventure was over. And they predicted that the followers of Jesus would all be scattered. But we're here today because something very special happened. As soon as Jesus died, something happened in the temple. Do you know what it was? What happened in the temple? There was an earthquake, and in that earthquake, the temple curtain was split in two from top to bottom because God was saying that access was now possible to him because through Jesus. And then what happened on that first Sunday morning, Easter Sunday? What would the headlines have been today? Reward offered for the return of the missing body. The religious leaders were in panic because Jesus' body was gone. They said his disciples stole the body. But others thought maybe the soldiers had taken his body away. Tomb raiders expected. Where was Jesus on that Easter Sunday? And then what happened when the women encountered a special person on that Easter Sunday? What would the headline have been? Was he an alien? Guardian angel? Unconfirmed sighting. Even the disciples couldn't believe Mary and the other women when they said they'd encountered an angel at the tomb of Jesus. But all was transformed when one or two people had a very unusual encounter. Even Thomas who denied Jesus, he said, unless I can see the holes in his hands and his feet and his side, I will not believe Jesus is raised from the dead. And yet, he did. He encountered Jesus. And what about the disciples? What was the headline then, perhaps? Everyone began to say that they had encountered Jesus, that they met him. But the authorities were not very happy, and they began to crack down on the followers of Jesus. And then there was the Emmaus Road encounter, when the disciples met Jesus on the road from Jerusalem. And they were transformed, first of all, in their tummies. They felt a deep sense of conviction that the person they were with was Jesus. And more people encountered the risen Lord. Up in Galilee, some of his friends had gone back to fishing, and they saw the risen Jesus. And they had a meal with him by the lakeside. And then, over 500 eyewitnesses claim to have encountered Jesus face to face. The result was that thousands of people came to believe in Jesus those weeks after his resurrection. Poverty was eradicated. Christians began to give their possessions away to help the poor. The idols were destroyed, and the church began to grow. But the question is, 2,000 years later, what will the headlines be this week? What will the headlines be? Will there be anything in the local press about the church? Will it be good news? Or will it be a bad news? Well, that very much depends on you, doesn't it? And me. It very much depends on you and me. We're here today because we want to celebrate that Jesus died on the cross on Good Friday to take away our sin. That he was raised to new life on Easter Sunday to prove that he was the Son of God and that our sins are forgiven and that we can have eternal life. That must surely be the greatest news in history, the greatest news the world has ever heard. But the headlines in the newspapers this week will very much depend on us, because Jesus is alive today, but we can't see him. Jesus is alive today, and we can only see him in the hands and the feet and the heart of those in whom he dwells. So think about what you would like the headlines to say this week in the newspapers, and then write that story. Let me say a prayer. Lord, I believe in you even though I cannot see you with my eyes. I'm sorry for running my own life as if you were not there. Thank you for dying to take away my sin. Thank you for rising again to give me eternal life. Come into my life and make me the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've never prayed a prayer like that before, then please talk to me or to Peter or one of the staff afterwards. And we'd like to give you something that will help you to grow to know Jesus better. But if you're still not sure about what the Easter story is all about, then we invite you it's coming up. We're going to go back to this song in a minute, but I wanted to show you this slide. Here we go. No, here it is. Christians Explored. Ta-da! We're running our Christians Explored course beginning on the 1st of May, a daytime course, and the 2nd of May, Thursday, an evening course. And it's an introduction to the Christian faith. It's on the front cover of Connection. It's on the inside of Connection. And there are leaflets at the back of the church. And we strongly recommend, if you'd like to know more about the Christian faith, then sign up for our Christianity Explore course. It's all about answering three questions. Who is Jesus? Why did Jesus come? And how can we follow him? I invite you to join the Christianity Explore course as well.